Welcome to Jay's Cooked Beans. I'm Bobby, and I'm here with Caroline, Jelana, Jake, and Josh.
Hey guys, today we'll be talking about the stupefying book, Circe.
It's an epic tale about family, romance, personal growth, and betrayal.
It is filled with action and magic.
It follows the daughter of the sun god Helios, known to many as Circe,
where she finds out she is more than a simple daughter of a nymph and a god. Circe is a strange child, not powerful or viciously alluring. However, later on, she discovers that she possesses something that even the Olympians are worried about.
Wow. Now on to the segment where we talk about the talented author of Circe. And who might this amazing person be?
None other than Madeline Miller, author of Achilles' Song. She wrote this spectacular and invigorating book.
She grew up in New York and Philadelphia.
She studied at the University of Chicago's Committee on Social Thought, and later studied at Yale School of Drama, where she focused on the adaptation of classical texts to modern forms.
She dedicated her life to literature and created two viciously alluring masterpieces with her talent.
Wow.
She did a great job on this book.
The New York Times review states that Circe is very pleasurable to read, combining old tellings and new tellings with a highly psychologized, redemptive and ultimately free of guilt account of the protagonist herself into one story.
For those who do not understand, exculpatory, by definition, means to clear from alleged fault or guilt.
That is a perfect word to describe this book. In the story The Odyssey, Circe is described as an evil sorceress who toys with men for her own pleasure.
However, in this story, you see an entirely different outlook.
Instead of an evil goddess, you learn about a kind, lovely, and viciously alluring girl who just wants to be loved.
Yes, viciously alluring.
So, Jay's Cooked Beans, what did you think of the book?
I really enjoyed the fact that there was always a new problem Circe was facing. There was such a personality change of Circe from the beginning to the end. I really think that the author has to be a feminist. Throughout the story, there was always some man who is bad or has done something wrong to Circe, and she would always overcome it.
This was certainly not my favorite book, but it does bring a sense of humanity into the viciously alluring Circe character, which we had never got to see in The Odyssey.
The book had a very intense plot that really brought in the reader. Personally, I loved how much she changed over the course of the book. Circe is a great book and a fun story to read.
I really enjoyed the book Circe. The story kept me entertained for hours, and I loved the small little events that would happen throughout the book instead of just one main conflict. I also really enjoyed how the author kind of portrayed the characters and their descriptions.
I thought the book was okay. Some of the events in the book were very suspenseful and riveting, while others not so much. Nevertheless, it was a creative book with an interesting touch on the mysterious Circe.
Now, on to what we didn't like.
Not only was the side plot with Medea not very viciously alluring, it didn't really add much to the storyline. There were a lot of climaxes in the book that felt more like a group of short stories with one overarching plot.
I would have to agree with what Josh said about the plot points. The author also seemed to carry on about little things for upwards of 20 pages.
I thought that the book was very good, but not quite my favorite for one main reason. The story did not really have an ongoing conflict, but many small problems throughout the course of the story.
I personally disagree with everyone.
What?
I loved this book completely. I loved how it had so many different conflicts, so many different issues that she had to overcome. It was honestly like watching my favorite TV series. It was amazing, and it all ended with a perfect little bow.
There wasn't much I could say that I didn't enjoy about this book. Overall, it was amazing. But I didn't really enjoy how biased the author was towards other characters. I felt that sometimes she made certain characters out to be completely evil, but the story itself was amazing.
For listening to
Jay's Cooked Beans! Toodles!
Have a viciously alluring Thanksgiving.
Toodles!